Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Giant Take Podcast. My name is Josh, and I'm joined by my friend, my co-host, Alex. We are here to talk about the 53-man roster. We're here to talk about the practice squad, and we even got a trade. Yes, that's right. Alex texted me when it happened. He was like, the Giants being an exciting team with trades and multiple trades at that in the offseason. This is crazy. Never seen before. That is the Joe Shane effect as your GM. We're recording this late on Wednesday night. But I'm still trying to give as much effort as I can and adrenaline and energy into this episode. Let's see if Alex can bring that up even another notch. Alex, let's bring you in. And yes, I set you up on a tee here to bring the entire energy down and somber. But let's see. Do you have the energy? Alex, how are you tonight?
Hello, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing well. It's obviously been an exciting, riveting few days for us Giants fans who are addicted to Twitter, and, you know, don't stop looking at it and seeing every single move that was made. And probably over the past 3 days, if you count each individual cut / practice squad signing / trade, like you mentioned, Josh, probably like 50 or 60 different Twitter notifications. One felt like every hour or every, 30 minutes or so at some time. So, definitely an exciting few days. Kind of sad to see some of the players that, we really liked not make the team, and then, joy when they came back on the practice squad, and then sadness that David Sills is gone, and it's really my heart is broken. But, overall, it's been a fun few days, I guess. Fun to watch. Obviously, it's, life-changing few days for pretty much all the guys who are on the peripheral of NFL rosters, so I do always have to think about them. But yeah, I'm excited, and I like what the Giants did, I think, for the most part, with this 53-man roster and just over these past few days during cutdowns and roster decisions overall.
And let's start out with the trade for defensive end Boogie Basham from the Buffalo Bills. By the way, first name, it's already like a solid pickup when I saw that his first name is literally Boogie. What a great signing or a trade there. The Giants and Bills agreed to swap late-round picks in 2025, so the Buffalo Bills will get a sixth-round pick in that draft, and the Giants will receive a seventh-round pick, so just very interesting stuff. Didn't seem to value the 25-year-old too highly, but let's see his stats a little bit. And Basham, by the way, the Giants made that trade for a reason. Joe Shane made that trade for a reason 2 hours, I believe, before the cutdown, and that was because he is going to be a part of this roster, at least for now. He is on the 53, so even though the picks might not seem to value him highly, look at Isaiah Simmons. He came here for a seventh round, and I think he's actually going to be a big playmaker for hopefully this Giants defense this upcoming season. Anyway, the 25-year-old Basham was a second-round pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, and as someone Shane is obviously pretty familiar with his time in Buffalo, and that's why the New York Bills nickname continues here with another addition. In the 23 games that he played, Basham had the 6'3", 281-pound Basham had 37 tackles, 20 of them solo tackles, and 5 for a loss, 1 fumble recovery, 8 quarterback hits, 4.5 sacks, and 1 interception. So it's not like he has no game time in the NFL. It just doesn't seem like he has amounted to the second-round caliber player that the Bills hope to find. We'll have to see if that changes on the Giants. There's no like bad or good thing here. I just wanted to use a transitional word, unsuccessfully that was, to compare Boogie Basham to Jihad Ward, Alex. I don't know if you've been seeing this.
God, you stole my talking point here, Josh.
Now, well, what am I gonna I'm rolling with it now, and that is, I don't know if you saw, Alex. I was literally about to say that. Obviously, you did see. It has been circling all over Giants Twitter, and that is the similarities by not only how the two players look with like the towels on top of their heads and their numbers and their, but it's also the mannerisms on and off the field, the way they kind of are a character in the locker room, very funny guys, and even on the field, just the way they act. It's interesting. It's honestly kind of weird how similar the players look and just act on and off the field. So I thought that was very funny. And then speaking of Jihad Ward, I have one more thing, and that is anyone watches HBO Hard Knocks, I love that show. And this college moving in process and first week of classes has really affected my viewing in a negative way. I haven't watched any since the first episode, so I really hope at some point throughout my time. I don't even care if it's a year from now, I end up watching Hard Knocks in full. But I was able to see the clip where Jahad Ward and Aaron Rodgers in the final preseason game went back and forth, where Rodgers felt like he got the better of Jahad Ward as they were kind of jabbing back and forth after like maybe a little late hit by Jahad Ward, where Rodgers basically said, "I don't know who you are." And then Jahad Ward's like, "Well, I don't know who you are," you know, addressing the
doubt that
Pro Bowler, All Pro, MVP, Hall of Famer quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers came back to the sideline and was like, "I said the one line you can't even respond to, and that was, I don't even know who you are." I thought that was pretty funny, but you know, way at least for Jahad Ward to somewhat defend himself. Maybe a different comeback might have been better. I don't know. I can't think of one. I'm not good at smack talking either. But saying back, "I don't know who you are," back to one of the GOATs, at least in our generation, Alex, is kind of a low, unfortunately. And mind you, we are talking about a player on our team.
Yeah. What I would say is from a from a player, you're talking personality-wise and just as a person, but as a football player on the field, the similarities are pretty striking as well. Boogie Basham, someone who doesn't really get to the QB that much, but in terms of setting the edge, run defense, he's very solid in that department, something that Jahad Ward also, I guess, prides himself in. So overall, I think this is a solid move. It sounds like he may have gotten cut anyway, and then the Giants obviously were 26th in the waiver claim order, so probably would not have gotten him. So I understand the swap, 6 for 7, whatever, you know, it's nothing at that point in the draft. The difference between a 6th round hitting and a 7th rounder hitting, it's really not that big of a difference, to be completely honest. And I think you have some upside here with Basham. So overall, I'm pretty excited about that. And then I guess we can get into some cutdowns before we read off the full 53-man roster. And let's start with Monday's cuts. So on Monday, offensive lineman Jack Anderson was waived. Zion Gilbert, corner, was waived. Wyatt Davis was waived. Chris Myrick was put on season-ending IR with a broken hand. And then moving to Tuesday, we had the cuts. Wide receiver Jamison Crowder, running back Deshaun Corbin, linebacker Deontay Johnson, edge Habakkuk Baldonado, long snapper Cam Lyons, very sad about that one, wide receiver slash kick returner Khalil Pimpleton, probably the surprise of the day, one of the surprises, offensive lineman Tyree Phillips, QB Tommy DeVito, linebacker Ray Wilburn, edge O'Shea Zimenez, I think the other main surprise. Who else we got? Wide receiver David Sills, edge Tomon Fox, O-lineman Sean Harlow, defensive tackle Ryder Anderson, safety Alex Cook, tight end Ryan Jones, cornerback Jamon Green, wide receiver Cole Beasley, and cornerback Amani Oruwariye. Josh, any thoughts on those cuts before we get into the full roster and also who is returning on the practice squad?
Yeah, I do have a little bit of thoughts, and I'll just get to the guys that you kind of touched on were the big ones. The surprises for me came on day two, obviously, as you would think, of the main cutdowns, because Tuesday is when they all come out at the same time. And the ones that stood out for myself is guys that you mentioned. Offensive lineman Tyree Phillips was one of them. I could actually scroll down in our doc here. We did have him making it on our final 53-man roster predictions. He did not. We had edge O'Shea Zimenez get cut as well. That was a surprise to me. We had David Sills now going to the Broncos. I feel like every single time David Sills, the Sills Army, has gone crazy in training camp, I don't think Sills has ever left the Giants, though, if I'm not mistaken, and he's always stayed on the practice squad. I could be wrong, though, but now he has ventured on to a new team, and that is, I believe, the Broncos. So just an interest there for anyone who was interested. Edge Tomon Fox, after how well he played in the regular season, I guess the Giants are just hoping that they're able to hold on to him and the team doesn't get him off the practice squad for their active roster, because it worked out last year, right? Players got injured and Tomon Fox got elevated and then played his ass off at the NFL level. So I guess they're just hoping for that to happen again. And then Cole Beasley and Amani Oruwariye, two very different positions on the opposite sides of the ball. But Cole Beasley, I thought, would just be the veteran presence in the locker room, and that just didn't seem to be the case. He played pretty well in preseason, had that connection with Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, again, another New York Bill addition, and it just doesn't happen to work out. And then the Giants signed Amani Oruwariye, which we all thought was like the maybe he can have that same potential as he did a couple years ago. I guess the Giants don't think so, or they don't feel that, or they feel that their quarterbacks that did make the roster are just stronger than the talent that Oruwariye seemed to bring a couple years ago, and last year just isn't enough. We will talk about, though, some of these players that I did mention and how they are still staying with the Giants, or I kind of did already mention them. One of them was Tomon Fox. But anyway, Alex, anything you have to say before we move to the 53-man roster?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much, talked about all those guys a little bit when we were going through them. What I will say here, quick hint to the 53-man roster, if you listen to our 53-man roster predictions, we did really, really well this year, Josh. We got 47 out of the 53 correct, which is mad impressive, according to myself. So I'm proud of us. I think we did a really good job. That is our latest one. I'm assuming our probably first one was very well off. I didn't even check that one because I can't imagine it was good. But yeah, 47 out of 53. So I think, you know, as people who follow the team pretty closely, you know, we're pretty in line with all the rumors and kind of what everyone else was saying and what everyone else was thinking. So I think overall this year, there wasn't much difference between what we all thought was going to happen and what actually happened. So I guess I'm not sure if that's a good thing, a bad thing, a normal thing. I don't know what that may be, but I just wanted to point that out because I know, you know, Josh is certainly interested. And I hope you guys are interested too about how well we can predict things and how well probably you guys predicted things as well, because everyone kind of had similar roster predictions, I feel like, going into it.
I had no idea, and I'm glad you calculated that up, because that is a very cool stat there. And yeah, I would say we pride ourselves a little bit in our Giants knowledge. I mean, to have the podcast for this long, you would hope that our Giants knowledge would be good, and it seems like it is working out. So that is a very good thing. And just before we go to the 53-man roster, I want to give an attention to all the sports fans out there. Are you a fan of an NFL team? Would you like to attend your favorite team's Week 1 game? Well, you are in luck. Our partnered company, Fans First Sports Network, is giving away 4 free tickets to the Week 1 NFL game of your choice, up to $5,000. The rules to enter are simple. I'm combining my words now. You can go to content.fansfirstsports.com and fill out the appropriate information, what is going on in this read. That's it. Once you've done that, you've been officially registered to win the 4 free tickets to any week one NFL game. What are you waiting for? Go enter for your shot at seeing your favorite team in action. And this contest ends on September 4th. So make sure to get your forms in before that deadline. Okay, one last thing here. We're going to get a quick break, and we'll get back to you with our 53-man roster, or the Giants 53-man roster, I should say. Okay, so let's read this roster out. I'll take offense. Alex, you take defense. We have 2 quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, Tyrod Taylor. The running back room looks like this: Saquon Barkley, Matt Breida, Gary Brightwell, and Eric Gray. Wide receivers are Paris Campbell, Isaiah Hodgins, Jalen Hyatt, Wandell Robinson, who comes off the PUP list for this 53-man roster, Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton. Tight ends, Daniel Bellinger, Lawrence Cager, and Darren Waller. Offensive linemen, Ben Bredesen, Josh Azudu, Mark Lewinsky, Shane Lemieux, Marcus McKeithen, Evan Neal, Matt Parrott, John Michael Schmitz Jr., and Andrew Thomas. Mind you, that is just a 53-man roster. There is no specific order in the way that those guys are placed, or at least, I mean, QB running back, that is probably going to be the order, but tight end, wide receiver, and offensive line is just kind of by name. So anyway, go ahead, Alex.
All right, moving to the defense at linebacker. This is actually not on the graphic that the Giants put out, but he is on the roster by all, means, I would say. Boogie Basham is our first linebacker. He'll obviously be in the edge room for the Giants. Cam Brown, kind of a surprise on the defense. Carter Coughlin, Micah McFadden, Azeez Ojulari, Bobby Okereke, Isaiah Simmons, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Jahad Ward. Moving to the defensive line, we have DJ Davidson, Dexter Lawrence, Raheem Nunez-Roches, Jordan Riley, A'shaun Robinson, and Leonard Williams. And then going to the DB room, which is both corners and safeties, got Deontay Banks, Dane Belton, Cordell Flott, Trey Hawkins, Darnay Holmes, Adoree Jackson, Bobby McCain, Nick McLeod, Xavier McKinney, Javarius Owens, Jason Pinnock. And then the special teams group, the most exciting group on the team, Graham Gano, Jamie Gillen, and Casey Kreider. One interesting fact to point out, the entire Giants rookie class from this year's draft made the roster. So that's a little fun fact. And I think the main surprises for people are going to be Brightwell, Marcus McKeithen, Cam Brown, and I think another one, Javarius Owens for some people. DJ Davidson, another kind of a small shock as well for a lot of people. So that's like a quick recap of the guys who are, you know, kind of surprising that ended up making the roster.
And then I can move on to the practice squad. We got wide receiver Cole Beasley, linebacker O'Shane Zimenez, offensive tackle Tyree Phillips, cornerback Imani Oruwariye, quarterback Tommy DeVito, tight end Ryan Jones, defensive tackle Ryder Anderson, linebacker Darian Beavers, linebacker Tomon Fox, linebacker Deontay Johnson, and defensive backs Alex Cook and Jamon Green. What does that say here? The New York Giants did not go out of their way whatsoever to sign any players onto their practice squad that were not previously on the 90-man roster.
Now that's actually not true, Josh. I just realized we missed a player. We missed two players actually on that list, Josh. Tight end Tyree Jackson, who was with the Eagles, he had 5 catches in preseason, and then also wide receiver Dennis Houston, who was on the Cowboys, he had 3 catches. So in division rivals, we have a couple players who came over. So just wanted to mention those guys. Don't want to leave them out in case they have any pivotal roles going into this season.
I had no idea that the Giants signed those players, so my apologies. But most, if not all,
14 of the 16, yeah,
on this list were on the Giants 90-man roster going into training camp. And that is the point I wanted to state. That's what I was trying to go at, and that's what I was saying. And with that being said, Alex, any, I don't know if the surprises are the right word, but any practice squad guys you want to speak of?
I'm surprised O'Shane Zimenez made it back on the practice squad. I'm surprised Tyree Phillips made it back on the practice squad. I would have thought those were two guys who, you know, could have been claimed by someone, or I think they might even be vets at this point, right? Yeah, I think so. They could have just chosen where to go, but I was a little surprised they came back. Overall, I think you got good depth on offense and defense. Maybe another O-lineman on the practice squad would be nice. Right now, you only have Tyree Phillips. But overall, I'm happy with the group. And, you know, worst case, someone goes down injured. I think there's a lot of guys on this practice squad who can, you know, come in and make an impact, you know, right away. So I'm happy with that. And I think that's pretty much it for roster situation, you know, news, updates, whatever it may be. Another small thing for people who may care, Jalin Hyatt changed his number to number 13, obviously formerly of Odell Beckham Jr. So I know a lot of people are talking about that. I don't really care. I'm not really a number person, so I'm not going to spend 10 minutes talking about it. But, you know, I guess interesting that he decided to change from 84. 84, not really a good fit for Hyatt, in my opinion, but I'm not sure 13 was the wisest choice either, to be completely honest. But, yeah, he did change it, so for anyone who's interested in number stuff and which players have which numbers and what they mean and what numbers are important, there you go. Provided that for you.
Yeah, I don't know, Alex. It's kind of scary to me. I don't like another number 13. It could be a curse in New York. Let's just hope that's not the case.
Well, David Sills, he's also an icon at number 13. You got to think about that.
Exactly. That's my – right. Yeah, I think that David Sills says all we need to know.
Good luck to him on the Broncos, by the way. Broncos practice squad for David Sills.
Yeah, Broncos practice squad, let's ride, as I'm sure Russell Wilson is telling him right now. You know, that's like a your type of joke. Like, I'm really surprised.
Well, notice how I laughed? It was funny.
Yeah, well, of course you did, but no one else will. all right. I'm trying to think about it. I guess our next episode, it will be in a week for our first preview.
Yeah.
Giants versus Cowboys.
Oof. Big one.
I know. Definitely a big one. And
this is my last episode at home, too. So
last episode at
home. Well, at least till like Thanksgiving.
Wait, that's actually so. When do you move in?
Sunday.
So, that's so nice. You literally get the whole week to like, well, not the whole week, but like a few days at least to like get ready. Didn't we record like the second day I was there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So we're going to be recording like, what is it, Sunday night? Let's like Wednesday or Thursday or whatever.
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday we'll record. So yeah. Like you get like at least a few days to figure it out. Whoa, there's a big, oh my god, that's like a 6-inch bug. All right, I have to go kill that now. Anyway, Social media platforms at the Giant Take Pod on Instagram, Facebook. Now I'm just staring this thing down. Twitter and TikTok. Alex on Twitter at Inorian23. I'm on Twitter at Joshola29. You can subscribe to the podcast on wherever. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok. Wait. Now I'm losing my mind. Anyway, Alex, let me go kill this bug. You wrap this one up.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode of the Giant Take Podcast. Hopefully, everyone is getting pumped up for week one, just about, 10 days away from us now. So get excited. Football season is back, and we'll be there covering everything. So make sure to stay tuned, and we'll see you next time. Looking forward to Sunday Night Football. Peace.